This month, we're going to be talking about things we need to pay attention to. And one thing that we need to pay attention to, at least my subject, is sin that crouches at the door. And I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to use Cain. So many things we can say about Cain. He hated his brother. He lacked faith. He wasn't obedient to the father. Even though he had instruction, he didn't do what God said. And so in Genesis chapter 4, we find a conversation between Cain and God. The Bible tells us in verse number 4, Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry. His countenance fell. And so the Lord said to Cain, now watch this. Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? God is concerned about Cain. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it. A few things. Number one, we understand that God wanted Cain to think about his situation. Number two, we see that God asked a series of pointed questions, attempting to get Cain to reason, to think, to ponder. Number three, he tells him that sin is crouching at the door. It's lurking. But he says something that's very important. He says, but you should rule over it. You should rule over it. First of all, we need to ask ourselves, what is sin? The Bible teaches us in Romans 14:23 that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Bible also teaches us in James chapter 4 and verse number 17, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is what? Sin. But then we have some very pointed passages that should grab our attention. We have 1 John 3 and verse number 4. There the Bible teaches us that sin is the transgression of God's law. But then we have one that just really gets broad. And that's 1 John 5:17, where the Bible there teaches us that all unrighteousness is sin. Now y'all pay attention to this, because God's telling Cain, sin is crouching at the door. It's lurking. It's looking for you. Its desire is to have you. But he says, you can rule over it. And so that made me think about Hebrews chapter 4, with Jesus. Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet what? Without sin. And so I was asking myself this question. What's lurking at my door? What sin is crouching near me that I know desires to have me? What sin is it? Is it the sin of lying? I'm asking myself these questions. Is it the sin of deception? Is it the sin of covetousness? How about the sin of adultery? The sin of lust? The sin of gambling? I was talking to someone today and they can't wait to go to Vegas so they can gamble. I say, nothing good comes out of gambling. The sin of gambling. What sin is lurking at your door? The sin of fornication. The sin of teaching and preaching a false doctrine. or not all of the truth, because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We stop and we think about what should we be careful about? How about the sin of immodesty? How about the sin of a lack of interest in spiritual things? How about the sin of forsaking the assembly? Now, of course, you're here, so a lot of these things don't pertain to you. But you have to ask yourself, what's lurking at my door? Because God saw fit to ask him this question. And God saw fit to tell him sin is lurking. And I think that's a good question we need to ask ourselves. What's lurking? The sin of pride and arrogance. The sin of anxiety, worry. What is lurking at my door? And whatever it is, God says we can rule over it. We can actually overcome it. We can actually be victorious over it. But what will it take? One passage and I'm done. It's going to require us, Luke 9, verse 23. It's going to take this. And the more I think about this, it's like, it's so simple. It's amazing how people run away and from the simple teachings of the gospel. Brother Chad, like baptism for being necessary for salvation. They just run from that. And I'm talking about intelligent people I talk to, highly intelligent people running away from that. Well, it's not necessary. Read the passage. Jesus says something very interesting. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. How often? Now, I like that passage there. Now, Matthew 16:24 is a sister passage. However, Matthew doesn't record daily. Luke does. Daily. Brethren, there's no furlough. There's no day off. There's no time off. If sin is lurking at the door, you can't involve yourself in the sin of wasting time or idle minds. And so we, as the people of God, must do all that we can to keep each other encouraged. Hebrews 3, verse 13, daily. Search the scriptures, daily. Exhort one another, daily. And so the more I was thinking about that, what is lurking at Mike Bonner's door? What's looking at your door? The easiest person to lie to is who? Yourself. Brethren, we need to pay attention, especially in the world that we're living in today. Pay attention. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. Because when we consider what's lurking at your door, it's the opposite too. Salvation. Salvation is lurking at your door. God wants all men to be saved, come to the knowledge of the truth. Salvation is lurking at your door. People are coming to you. They're living the right life in front of you, encouraging you, reading the Bible with you, sending you passages, causing you to think. Salvation is lurking at your door. People want you to be saved. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Be willing to repent of sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. And be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Maybe a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.